This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The calendar, politics, and Senate rules could make it hard for agriculture and other committees that are key for producers' success to hit the ground running in a new Congress starting next month. Two Georgia Senate runoff races on January 5th will occur 2 days after the new Congress reconvenes on the 3rd, preventing a timely Senate reorganization, especially if close races slow determining the Senate majority. American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore says so far he thinks the Senate can get through any holdups, even on panels like agriculture where the chairman has retired.
I just feel like that the Senate will figure out a way, if there's business that needs to be done, for that committee to operate, even if they've not had a chance to designate, who the new chair is.
Moore says he's making an even money bet that Senate leadership of both parties will have a process to do essential business until a majority is decided.
Even if a majority hadn't been decided yet, then I would say that virtually in that situation, all the committees are in limbo until they get that sorted out.
Which could slow committee consideration of the president-elect's cabinet nominees, including for the USDA.
There is that potential. There is that potential, and I'm going to put that speculation on your lap.
What's not speculation is that the Biden cabinet confirmation process will start with Republicans still in charge, since one of the Georgia senators, Kelly Loeffler, was appointed to fill out the still uncompleted term of her predecessor, Johnny Isaacson. And no confirmation hearings on Biden nominees can happen at agriculture, budget, and health, along with the education, labor, and pension, since all three of those panels' chairs have retired as well. And President-elect Biden says that he will not be immediately rescinding the tariffs that President Trump placed on many Chinese imports or break Trump's Phase One trade deal with China. ABC News says Biden wants to be able to maximize his leverage in the future talks with the Southeast Asian nation. Biden says, quote, "I'm not going to make any immediate moves, and the same applies to the tariffs. I'm not going to prejudice my options." Under President Trump, the U.S. and China engaged in a year-long trade war that has been frozen in place since the two sides reached the Phase One trade deal back in January. There have been some industries that have benefited from Trump's trade policies, but the actions have been planned by the business community and many trade experts. ABC News says most of the tariff costs have been paid for by American consumers and business. Biden's January goal will be to restore U.S. relationships with allies to strengthen his negotiating position with China. He says the key to talks with China is leverage, and in his view, we don't have it yet. And in other news out of Washington, a bipartisan group of lawmakers announced and proposed a coronavirus aid package that would cost $908 billion overall and would contain $26 billion for nutrition and agriculture. A DTN report says that proposal is less than 50% of a White House proposal issued before the election. It's also one-third of the cost of a plan backed by House Speaker Pelosi. DTN says the package is considered by many to be a short-term plan, as President-elect Biden hinted that his new economic team would propose a larger economic stimulus package once he's sworn in. Biden adds that, quote, "any package passed in the lame duck session is likely to be, at best, just the start." Mitt Romney of Utah says the aid package would repurpose $560 billion from last spring's aid passed by Congress that would lower any new spending level to $348 billion. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, who just returned after recovering from COVID-19, says that Congress is working on an aid package. However, the cost had to be lower than earlier proposals for any aid package to have a chance at clearing the Senate. The holidays may be looking a bit different for many this year, with traveling and large family celebrations put on the back burner. And here to talk to us today about how to make a plan, keep it simple, and embrace the benefits of family time is Jill Williams, registered dietitian and nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. And Jill explains how to get through the holiday at home.
So first, I want to talk about making a plan. So we'll talk a little bit about meal planning and grocery store shopping. Figuring out what you want to do is going to set you up for success. And next, just the thought about keeping it simple, not adding extra stress to your plate. And then finally, really trying to embrace the time you have at home with your family.
So let's start with making that plan. So, of course, as always, we talk about dairy. So how does dairy fit into that plan?
Well, making a plan ahead of time is the key. When you're feeding a family at home and preparing holiday meals, take advantage of online resources. So there's different apps for putting meals together. There's apps for keeping a grocery list. There and different websites that you can find as well. Meal ideas that are posted on your grocery store website. These can be really helpful to keep track of ingredients and make sure that you have everything you need. The dairy case can also offer a lot of simple options that are easy to serve and nutritious, so milk with meals or in hot chocolate, yogurt parfaits for dessert or as a dip with fruits and veggies, cheese with crackers. That's always a staple at my holiday gatherings. We always have the cheese tray. that's a big one. You know, other things as a bedtime snack, you know, just to make sure that you're still getting those 3 servings of dairy a day. It's easy to plan with dairy foods because they're so versatile and they pair well with other food groups.
And next on the list was keeping it simple. So what do you mean by that?
Well, I find that the holidays are overwhelming enough as they are. So if you're preparing a holiday spread for your family, that's just another hat that you're wearing this year. So take a step back and just keep it simple. So instead of trying all new recipes, keep it simple by picking a few dishes that your family already loves. So milk, cheese, yogurt, and butter, those are basic ingredients in a lot of recipes. So just be sure to stock up on those. Remember, there's no specific menu that has to be served on any given holiday. So just give yourself a break this year. Stick with the tried and true. You know, find stuff that your family likes and that's easy. Be sure to make it extra, though, so there's plenty of leftovers. Leftovers are a great way to prepare less meals because you've already done the work the first time. So it's all about being with your, you know, being with your loved ones.
Exactly. And that brings us up to the next question. Family time is important, especially not just during the holidays, but every day. So what suggestions do you have for listeners when it comes to family time?
Well, the positive effects of having family time are really well documented. A staycation can give us plenty of additional time to reap the benefits. So a lot of us have extra time off from work during the holidays. Kids are out of school. Take advantage of that and just spend some time together. So doing outdoor activities like hiking or walking in the park or playing games, making crafts, those are easy ways to engage your family. I know my daughter, we made Christmas ornaments this past weekend. There was glitter everywhere. It's still in my house, but it was fun. Keep family traditions alive. So in times of uncertainty and change, just keeping up on yearly traditions will bring a sense of normalcy. You know, we always like to bake and things like that, too. If you don't have traditions, this is a good year to get started. So one of the things you can do is there's a book called If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, and that's, you know, a cute book for kids. I read it to my daughter. To go along with that, you can make some chocolate chip cookies. So if you've ever read this book as a child, of course you want to serve a cold glass of milk to go with it.
And since you are a registered dietitian, can you talk a bit about how to stay healthy during the holidays and all year long? Of course, we get to the time of year where it's like all of this food at every single party.
I know.
Maybe not so many parties this year due to the pandemic, but of course,
exactly.
It's always that time of year where can I have a little bit, but
exactly.
Still keep on track and be healthy.
It's hard to resist, too. I just love all these sweets, and I have a hard time with them. But, you know, think about things like starting your day with breakfast. Don't skip meals. I think when you skip meals, then you get hungrier, and then you start snacking on, you know, lots of things that might be around. Choose high-protein foods to keep you satisfied through the day. So dairy products are actually a great source of protein, things like milk, cheese, and yogurt. Those are good things to help keep you satisfied. Choose a variety of foods through the day. So planning ahead, like I already mentioned, to have fruits and vegetables or whole grain crackers or lean meats or nuts and seeds. Maintain or start a physical activity routine. So strive for at least 30 minutes of physical activity most days of the week. And, you know, this will help release some holiday stress, also offset some calories. So just getting out and exercising makes you feel so good. You know, getting out for a nice walk or something like that, is if the weather is good enough to do, is always makes you feel a little bit better. And if you have a few extra days off, get started, and you'll feel so much better doing something healthy for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And that'll help you get started into the next year as
That's
those
right.
New Year's resolutions.
That's right. Okay. We'll be talking about those in no time, right?
Yep, already into the next year, and hopefully a better year
Yeah, that's right. Yes, we're all looking forward to 2021.
Yes. So as the holidays are approaching on us here, where can listeners go to get all these tips and while they're staying home for the holidays and staying healthy?
Well, you can visit our website at stldairycouncil.org, and we have that chocolate chip cookie recipe if you want to make that with your family. And we have lots of other resources, lots of recipes on our website. And then you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We post all kinds of different tips and information about agriculture and recipes and all kinds of stuff on those pages. So you can find us at STL Dairy Council if you look on Facebook or Instagram, and you'll be able to find what we're doing right now.
Okay, Jill, and of course, always a pleasure to talk with you, and have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You too. Have a great holiday.
And again, that was Jill Williams, registered dietitian with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. And that'll conclude your Ag News here on a Thursday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. So again, for this Thursday afternoon, December 3rd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.